Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just come before your holy presence with thanksgiving. Father, we repent before you for sins of iniquity, sins, mokoshe, iniquity, transgressions, mokoshe, any trespasses against you, Father God, mokoshe, bakaridia, ishe, forgive us for the little foxes that spoil our vines, in the name of Jesus, mokoshe, bakaridia, mokoshe, bakaridia, and Father, we in the name of I cover each person. With the blood of Jesus. I cover each person on boys to men, girls to ladies with your precious, powerful blood. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakaridia, I draw a bloodline of protection around each and every one of us this evening. Mokoshe Bakaridia, I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. Mokoshe Bakaridia, I bind up phone voidance in the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakaridia. And Father, I thank you for every family, Mokoshe Baka, on boys to men and girls to ladies today, in the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakaridia. To Father God for your holy presence, Mokoshe Bakaridia, Shiki Oradadadaboko. And we bless your presence today, Father. There is nothing that we can do without you. We wait on you. We wait on you. Mokoshe bakare shikiyadadadadavaka. And, Lord, I thank you for teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe bakareya. Lord, use us as your end-time warriors in the name of Jesus. Use us, Father God, mokoshe, as your weapons against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe bakaridia. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Mokoshe bakaridia. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Mokoshe bakaridia. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe baka. We do not war after the flesh but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice. Hailstones of coals and of fire. Mokoshe baka. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from the strong enemy. Mokoshe baka didiya sheke didiya sheke. Ure didiya sheke. Ure didiya baka. Amama mokoshe baka didiya sheke. Isheke ure didiya. Oh, we thank you today, Father God. We bless and honor you, and we just give you praise and thanksgiving for what you're doing and what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from the enemy that's too strong for Mokoshe, Mokuridia, Sheke, too strong for us. In the name of Jesus, deliver us and bring us into a large place. Mokoshe Baka, we are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies and will destroy them in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe Baka, we are your anointed, and we give you Mokoshe, Mokoshe, and you give us great deliverance. Mokoshe, we will beat them small as the dust and cast them out into the streets. Ishekerabaka, we pursue our enemies and overtake them. We did not turn until they were consumed in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe bakaridia shikiyoradabaka. So, Father, we bless you today for being on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Good evening, everyone. We thank God for you. Our scripture today is found in, for Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies, is found in 1 Corinthians 13:11. So get your Bibles ready. We're going to be reading it in just a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. All right, I'm going to give you a few minutes. Next week, I want you to know that scripture by heart. In other words, you should learn it and know it without reading it. All right, you guys are so smart, so I know you'll do it with no problem. First, I want you to tell me your name in a few minutes, and where you live, you know, the state you live in. Like, my name is Sister G. I live in Florida. All right. So in a few minutes, I'm going to let you tell me your name, and then we're going to read the scripture. Okay.
Can you repeat that, please?
All right. How you doing, Chris? Chris, how are you?
Oh, this is Diamond.
Oh, Diamond. I'm sorry. I thought you were Chris. Chris, are you on?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, Diamond, that scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:11.
No, I was saying, can you repeat it?
Repeat what, baby?
The scripture.
Oh, I want you to find it in the Bible, and you're going to read it with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, where's Lamaya? She's there with you?
Hello?
Lamaya, are you all finding the scripture?
Yes.
Is something wrong with you all's phone? I'm not quite sure what it is, but I just hear like a little echo. Okay, so you all have the scripture? Everybody have the scripture?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I want to take names. Chris, are you there?
You found it.
Mm-hmm. I know they're on, but I don't. They're not.
Yes.
Corinthians, baby. Look at the
Chris?
Glass.
Yes.
Okay. What state do you live in, Chris?
The United States of America.
No, that's the country you live in. What state do you live in? Do you live in Carolina or do you live in Florida?
Florida.
Okay, good. Chris, don't play on the radio. You understand? Chris.
I'm not.
Chris, do you understand me? Say yes, ma'am.
He said
okay. All right. So who else is on? Name?
It's me and Shanti. Spencer and Shanti.
No, answer for yourself. One person at a time.
Okay. I'm
Diamond.
I'm 9 years old, and I live in Jacksonville. I mean, Florida. And
okay. Tell me your name again.
Spencer.
Spencer, okay, Spencer. Okay, you are Chris's brother, and you live in Florida. Okay, all right, who's next?
Diamond.
Diamond, and where do you live, what state?
I live in Michigan.
Michigan, good. All right, who's next?
Lamaya. My name is Lamaya, and I live in Michigan.
Lamaya, okay, you live in Michigan. Okay, are you okay, Lamaya?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Who else is there?
Shanti.
My name is Cordell.
Okay, hold on. Chantiel, you there?
Oh, yes, there, because I thought you couldn't hear me because I kept saying my name. Yeah.
Couldn't hear you at first, but now I hear you better. Okay, Chantiel, what state do you live in? Chantiel?
I live in
Florida. Huh?
I live in Florida.
Okay, good. Several people are talking at one time. Is something wrong with someone's phone? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind up that phone voidance right now. I decree and declare every voice will come in clear. There will be no interference on the line. In Jesus' name, we come up against every eavesdropping spirit, every scanner spirit, in the name of Jesus. Be gone now in the name of Jesus. Okay, so, Lamaya. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So Diamond is with you, and who else? Tell them, can they speak their name?
Corday.
It's too many people speaking in the background, one at a time.
My name is Corday.
Come to the phone.
Well, Corday is here with us, but he's kind of having an episode. He doesn't want to speak right now, but he's listening.
Okay. How do you spell his name? C-O-R-D.
C-A-E.
C-O-R-D-D-A-E. Okay, good. And how old is he?
He's 3 years old.
Okay, good. He's young. That's okay. And he is from Michigan, okay.
Yes,
and who else is there?
That's it. Deshaun wasn't able to be a part tonight.
Okay, got it. All right, so we have Chris, Spencer, Diamond, LaMaya, Chantiel, and Corday. Very good. All right, Chris, tell me how old you are again. Chris, Christopher? Okay. Spencer, how old are you?
Spencer.
How old are you?
Nine.
See, I'm 9 years old. Spencer, I couldn't understand you, baby.
Didn't you ask how old Chris was?
No, I want you to tell me how old you are.
I'm 12. Sorry.
Who is this?
Shanti.
Chantiel, you're 12. Okay, where is Spencer? Spencer,
here.
Where are you? Okay, you guys got to come to the phone now. Spencer,
yes,
how old are you?
9.
Say, I'm 9 years old.
I'm 9 years old.
Thank you very much. Chris, how old are you?
7 years old.
Okay, good. Chantiel, get your mother to the phone for me. Walk the phone to your mother.
Yes.
LaMaya, you are how old?
I'm 12.
Okay, good. Diamond, how old are you?
I'm 9.
9, good. I like for people to speak for themselves. Very good. Okay, good. All right, now, you should have your Bibles open to 1 Corinthians 13. All right, and we're going to read it together. Is there anyone who doesn't have 1 Corinthians 13? Okay, let's read it together. I tell you what, you guys are going to read it. I'm going to count to three, and then you all start reading. 1, 2, 3.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child.
Let me hear one person. Is Diamond, does the other child have her? Diamond, do you have your Bible open?
Yes.
Okay, read with her. Chantiel, Spencer, and Christian, I need you to read 1 Corinthians 13. 1, 2, 3. Go ahead.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away all childish things.
All right. Very good. Okay, let's review some things that we went over last week. Okay, I have each one of your names and your ages. Okay, last week we talked about the parts of the Bible, so we're going to do that in just a few minutes. But who would like to pray first? Say my name is, and then...
Chris.
Okay, Chris. Okay, go ahead. Chris, did you walk the phone to your mother like I asked you? Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Are you his mother?
Yes.
Oh, Sean. Okay, he's playing on the phone. So speak with him. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. So, Chris, you ready to pray?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Tell your mom there's something wrong with her phone.
There's something wrong with my mom.
Okay.
It's like a little background stuff, and their voices keep fading in and out.
Here, is this better?
Yeah, that's great. That's real good. Thank you. All right, Chris, you ready to pray?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Dear God, thank you for this day, and thank you that we're all back on Bible Story Land to review what we learned and learn more about God and do things.
Amen.
And learn more things about parts of the Bible and read parts of the Bible, and amen.
Amen. All right, very good. Okay, who's going to pray next?
Pray next.
I can't hear you. Chantel, you want to pray?
I would like to pray.
Okay, Lamaya, is that you? Go ahead.
Yes. Father God, I just ask that you watch over everybody that's on the show tonight. I ask that you give them the words to say and the knowledge and basically just more words that are of you. And I ask that you just watch over everybody that's on the show tonight. I ask that you just help them out and give them the scriptures and I ask that you just give us the scriptures to read so that we can go over them and get like prior knowledge from them. And I ask that you just watch over everybody as we are on this show today, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Anybody else want to say a prayer?
Diamond.
Okay, go ahead, Diamond.
Father God, I just thank you for this day, and thank you for the people on the show today. I thank you for the phones so we can have contact to this show, and for the kids that grown up to be men and women. And I thank you for the people on the show today, and I thank you for everybody that is going to be on the show and on the show today. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, thank you all. I appreciate you all. Okay, all right. Anybody else want to pray? Okay, well, let's go over how many parts to the Bible. When I ask you a question, just state your name. But before we do that, let me hear about how your day went. Lamaya, can you tell me a little bit about how your day went and your week went since we spoke last week?
Is it okay if I tell you yesterday too?
Oh yeah, every day since we talked last. Just briefly now, just make it real short, okay?
Okay. Yesterday I had attended my concert, and I was basically playing my bass, and I was in choir, and I think it really went nice, and I had a lot of people to come compliment me about my dynamics and articulation in my instrument. And then today I had a good day at school. I felt confident over my work, and basically I just had a good day, and I
How did you test go last Friday?
Huh? You said what? I didn't have a test.
Okay, all right.
Diamond did.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
So that's it.
Okay, good. Very good. Well, I am so happy that your concert went well.
Thank God for you. All right, Diamond, you have anything you want to say?
Yes. Friday for my test, I got A because we had extra studies. And we got to, like, go over, like, one more time until we had to test. So then I finally got my test back, and I got a 79% on my first one. I got an 80% on my other one, and then I got 100% on the next one.
Whoa, that's excellent. Very good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right.
John, can you call back in? Thank you. Okay, so who can tell me? I want you to state your name and then give me the answer. How many parts does the Bible have? We talked about this last week. How many parts does the Bible have? Hello? Lamaya, are you there? Diamond, are you there?
Yes, I'm counting them.
No, no, no. You don't need to count them. How many parts? Close your Bible and just tell me. See, if you don't remember, I'm going to go over it with you.
Oh, it's two.
Okay, good. Two parts. Yeah, you don't need to count that. There's two parts to the Bible. Okay, good. Now state your name and say it again.
My name is Amaya, and there are two chapters. The new, the old.
Two parts to the Bible. My name is Lamaya, and there are two parts to the Bible.
My name is Lamaya, and there are two parts to the Bible.
Very good. I love the way you did that. Very good. Okay. Now, let's see. What else? What is the first part called? State your name, and then tell me. What's the first part of the Bible called?
Diamond.
Chris, are you there?
Diamond.
Okay, Diamond. Go ahead.
The Old Testament.
Okay, say the first part of the Bible is called the Old Testament.
The old part of the Bible is the Old Testament.
Okay, the first part of the Bible is the Old Testament. Good. Okay, what's the second part of the Bible called? Who knows?
Lamaya. My name is Lamaya, and the second part of the Bible is the New Testament.
Very good. All right, now. You can just keep your Bibles closed. If you don't remember, I'll help you. How many books are there in the Old Testament? How many books are there in the Old Testament?
My name is Diamond, and I think, well, 37?
You are close. Add 2 on to 37, and how many is that?
39.
39. Ooh, girl, you're brilliant. Very good. I'm proud of you. Okay, so you got 39 books in the Old Testament. How many in the New? Who can tell me? Chris, are you and Spencer? I know Spencer may be gone. Chantelle, are you there? Chris, are you there?
Oh.
Okay, wait. Hold on a minute. Chris, your phone may be on mute. Okay, their phone may be on mute, so they're not answering yet, but they're on.
They're on.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes,
very good, Chris.
Very good, Chris.
Chris, you remember how many parts the Bible has?
Yes, two.
Very good. Excellent. The Bible has two parts. Okay, now, Lamaya, tell me how many books are in the Old Testament.
27. There are 27 chapters in the New Testament.
Question I'm asking you, how many books are in the Old Testament?
There are 39.
Say it again.
39 in the Old Testament.
Very good. Okay, Diamond, how many books are in the New Testament? How many books?
27.
Very good. So, I want you all to add them up and then tell me. I'm going to count to 5, and then you all shout out. There are a blank number of books in the Old Testament. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There are 66 books in the Bible.
Okay, very good. There are 66 in the Bible. Excellent. All right, today we're going to learn more about the books of the Bible. So let's take a journey in the Old Testament. So open up your Bible to the table of contents. Open up your Bible to the table of contents. All right.
All right.
I'm there.
Okay, good. Is that you, Chris? Who said I'm there?
Oh, no, it's Spencer.
Spencer, okay, good. Very good.
Okay, good. Very good.
All right.
All
so
right.
In the Old Testament. Now, today we're going to go over the first five books of the Old Testament. So I want you all to repeat after me. I'm going to say the first five. Say Genesis.
Genesis.
Exodus.
Exodus.
Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Numbers.
Numbers.
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
Good. Very good. So now I want you to turn over to Genesis. It's the first book right after the table of contents. Find the book of Genesis. It says it's the first book. Let me know when you get it. Say, Lamaya, I have it. Diamond, I have it. Go ahead. Chris,
Lamaya
I have
has it. Diamond has it.
No, no, don't answer for someone else, only for yourself. So let's start again.
Lamaya has it.
Diamond has it.
Okay. Chris, do you have Genesis?
I have it too.
State your name and then tell me.
I'm Spencer. I have it.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Very good. You all are doing great. Okay. Does your Bible say anything at the top about Genesis? So state
yes.
your name and then tell me if it says anything.
It says the first book of Moses called, and then that's
called what?
Genesis.
Good. Very good. Mine says the same thing. The first book of Moses, commonly called Genesis. All right. So I want everybody on the count of three to read that first verse. Then you're going to say Genesis 1:1, and then you read. 1, 2, 3.
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Okay, good. So who created the heavens and the earth?
God.
Very good. Okay, good. God created the heaven and the earth. Excellent. You guys are so brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. So now I want you to pay close attention because we're going to go over some things and then I'm going to ask you some questions, okay?
Okay.
We have Genesis. Now, Genesis means the beginning, okay? These first five books is called the Pentateuch. First five books. The books of Pentateuch is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So hold up your right hand. Hold up your right hands. And then your thumb is going to be Genesis. Your index finger is going to be Exodus. Your middle finger is going to be Leviticus. Your next finger is going to be Numbers. And your last little pinky is going to be Deuteronomy. So let's say the thing. Genesis.
Genesis.
Exodus.
Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers.
After me. Genesis.
Genesis.
Exodus.
Exodus.
Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Numbers.
Numbers.
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
Okay, good. So those are the first five books. Five books are called Pentateuch. Okay, the first five books are called the Pentateuch, the beginning, the origin. Who wrote the book of Genesis? State your name and tell me the answer. Who wrote the book of Genesis? State your name and tell me the answer.
Moses.
Good. Someone else said Moses also, but they didn't give me their name. Who was that?
That was Spencer who said Moses first.
Okay. So, Spencer, always state your name. You probably, but it's a little echo in your phone today. Your mom told me she has a new phone, and so she has to get it adjusted. But it's okay. You're doing good. Very proud of you. Is Chris there with you?
No. No, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right. Well, okay. The first five books. Who can name them for me? Name and name the first five books.
The name is Lamaya.
Go ahead, Lamaya. Since you said your name, you got to say your name.
My name is Lamaya, and the first five books are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Good.
All right, now, when you say them, I say and, okay, just say the first five books. But you did awesome. That was very good. Spencer, are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Very good. All right.
That's good. All right.
You guys did a great job. I'm so proud of you. Diamond, would you like to say them?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers,
I bind up phone voidance in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe bakade, isheke ora de baka, isheke ora de sheke ora de sheke ora de ora de sheke ora de sheke nini ora boko, isheke ora de baka, amamaka shere isheke ora de baka, isheke ora de baka, isheke ora de baka, makodidia. Usheke oredidia, ishekeridia, ushekeridia lalaboko, makaridia, shekeridia lalaboko, ishekeriraboko, makaridia, shekeriraboka, ishekeridia, ishekeridia lalaboko, makaridia, ishekeridia lalaboko, shebakaridia, ishekoriraboka, hadidia, shekeriraboka, uridia, sheke oredidabaka. All right, you got your Bibles ready, everybody?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right, it is scripture search time. Scripture search time. So get your Bibles ready. I'm going to go back over the books that we just talked about, and I'm going to give you a few minutes to get your Bibles ready. You can put it to the table of contents. And we're going to talk. Now, the book Genesis is the beginning, means the beginning. Genesis means the beginning. It was written by Moses. Now, the second book.
What do you say, Ms. Gantley?
Okay.
Ms. Gantley,
lay your phone down flat, okay? Don't pick.
Huh?
Lay your phone down flat so you can hear me.
Okay.
Okay, is your phone laying down flat?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right. So the first book, Genesis, it means beginning. It was written by Moses. The second book is known as the Book of Deliverance. It was written by Moses also. Okay, the third book, Leviticus, it was. It's the third book of the Pentateuch, and it's the book of law. It's where God gives Moses the laws, and it's also about sacrifices. All right, we're going to go over this every week until we learn it, okay? Now,
yes.
The next book is Numbers. That's the book of pilgrimages of Israel. They were 40 years wandering in the wilderness, and that book was written by Moses also. Numbers, the next book. I lost my place. 40 years of wandering in the wilderness is Numbers. Now, Deuteronomy is the last book. It was also written by Moses. It's a repeat of the laws that God gave Moses in Leviticus. All right, everybody got your Bibles ready?
Yes.
All right, turn to the table of contents so you can find the books that I'm going to call. All right, now, here's how we play the game. First, you state your name and you read the scripture. My name is Sister G, and then you read. You don't say, I got it. Just say, my name is, and then read. Okay, so the first scripture I'm going to call out is Exodus 20 and 12. As soon as you have it, just read it. Exodus 20:12. Read it.
honor thy father and honor thy mother.
You forgot your name.
Spencer.
Okay, good. Read it. Exodus 20:12. Say that. Exodus.
Honor thy mother and.
Spencer. Say Exodus 20:12.
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Very good. All right. Okay. Did anyone else find Exodus 20:12? Lamaya, do you have it?
Yes.
Diamond, do you have it?
No.
You didn't find it yet?
No.
Okay. Do you know how to find it?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and find it, and then we're all going to read it together. Exodus 20:12. Look in the table of contents, and then find out what page it's on, and then come to that. Let her find it. Don't find it for her. To know this later. Whenever you're not around, she'll need to know it. So let her find it. Exodus 20:12.
I found it.
Very good. All right. Now, no matter how long it takes you, I want everybody to find the scripture. All right. I'm going to count to three, and then you're going to say Exodus 20:12, everyone, and then you're going to read it. Want you, Spencer, Diamond, Christian, Chantiel, and Lamaya. One, two, three, read.
Exodus 20:12.
Honor
your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
Good. All right, very good, Lamaya Diamond.
Thank you.
Spencer, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can hardly hear you.
Said,
did you read with us?
No, because I can't find it.
You didn't find it yet? Okay, you want me to help you?
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Okay, Spencer, before you read the scripture, you always say it. Exodus 20:12 and then read it. So do it again. Exodus 20:12 and then read it. Go ahead.
Exodus 20:12.
Okay,
honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20:12.
Very good. Excellent. Is Chris there?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. So close your Bibles. Go back to the table of contents, everybody. All right. Now, Exodus 20:12 says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land. Okay, so when you listen and you do what your parents tell you, that means that you'll have long life, okay? The life that God is giving you, all right? But if you dishonor your father and your mother, you could be cutting your days short, all right? So now you should be on the table of contents. This is the next scripture, Leviticus 19:3. Go ahead and find it. Leviticus 19:3. As soon as you find it, state your name and then read it. Don't forget to say Leviticus 19:3 before you read it.
This is Spencer. Leviticus 19:3. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God.
Excellent. That was very good. I really like the way you did that, Spencer. It was awesome. All right. So, all right, Lamaya, you have it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, wait, Diamond, you have it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So I'm going to count to three, and everybody's going to read it together. Remember, always state the scripture, Leviticus 19:3. One, two, three.
Leviticus 19:3. Every one of us shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God.
All right, very good. You guys did a great job, okay? We're going to do a couple of more. How many is a couple?
Like a
two.
Two, very good. A couple means two. Okay? So we're going to do probably a couple more scriptures. All right, go to the table of contents again so you can find your scripture. All right, Deuteronomy 27:16. Deuteronomy 27:16. State your name and read it when you get it. Deuteronomy 27:16.
Diamond.
Okay, go ahead.
I got it.
First to...
Nope, Deuteronomy.
Oh.
Lamaya.
No, wait. No, go back to Diamond.
She did.
Diamond. You read Deuteronomy 27:16.
I didn't find it.
Did you lose your place?
Yeah.
Okay. Deuteronomy, don't ever close the page. Once you find it, keep it open. Deuteronomy 27:16. You have it?
Yes, let the Lord, wait,
No, you're out of order. You wait. Diamond, do you have it?
Yes.
Okay, so read the scripture first, state the scripture, and then read the words. Go ahead.
Deuteronomy 16.
No, 27.
Oh, 27, 16.
Say it again, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 27, 16. Cursed be he that, what did I say?
Setteth
light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen.
Okay, now, what that means is if you make fun of your mother, you go around behind her back and you say, oh yeah, this is how she walked, this is how she talked, or you do that about your father. You say, this is how they talk, this is how their head go. And you picking on your parents? No, God doesn't like that. Okay, so you'll be cursed if you do that. But if you don't do that, you're going to be blessed. The opposite of blessings is a curse. So it says, cursed be he that maketh light of his father. That means pick on your father or you pick on your mother, and they don't even know it. Or maybe you talk back to them, and they do know it. They tell you something, you suck your teeth, are you doing a bad attitude with your parents? You'll be cursed. So nobody wants to be cursed. We all want to be blessed. All right, so everybody has it. You're going to read it together when I count to three. First, you always state the scripture, Deuteronomy 27:16 or whatever it is. One, two, three.
Deuteronomy 27:16.
Cursed be he. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. And all the people shall say amen.
Okay, good. Lamaya, do me a favor. Do you have the same version like, do you have a version like Diamond?
No, I have the New King James version.
I know, but do you have the old King James?
Is this the old King James
version? That's a new, because it reads different.
This is a new.
Tell her I have a parallel Bible.
Okay, so if you have the old one, That way everybody's going to be reading the same thing, because sometimes it makes it sound like you're reading something different, even though I understand it, but, you know, the other ones may not. Spencer, are you there?
This might be
the old game. No, Spencer has to go to football practice tonight, so he may not be there. Chantelle, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, good. Are you participating or are you doing your homework? I couldn't hear you.
I am doing my homework, but I am also listening.
Yes. Okay, great. Okay, good. Okay, LaMaya, do you have one like Diamond now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, if you don't, it's okay, but it's fine. Okay, so let's try to all read it together. That way it don't look like we're competing against one another. But I appreciate that so much. Thank you so much. Okay, now, the next scripture, Proverbs 1:8. Proverbs 1:8. Go ahead, find that.
LaMaya got it.
No, don't say got it. Just say LaMaya and read it.
LaMaya, my son, hear the instructions of thy father.
LaMaya. Proverbs 1:8.
Yes.
You say LaMaya, Proverbs 1:8. My son, hear it like that. Go ahead.
Maya, Proverbs 1:8. My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
Excellent. Very good. All right, let's do it together. Let's all do it together. I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to read it together. Don't forget, always read the scripture, Proverbs 1:8 or Deuteronomy 27, and then you read the words, okay? You guys are doing a great job. You're going to see a lot of improvement in your schoolwork. You're going to see a lot of improvement in your daily lives, the way you're learning now. All right, Proverbs 1:8. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
Amen. All right, you guys are doing great. Okay. All right, this is the last one we're going to do. The last one right here. Go back to the table of contents. Proverbs 6:20. Proverbs 6:20.
LaMaya has it.
Don't say LaMaya has it. You just LaMaya and read. Okay?
Okay.
Start again. LaMaya, now read.
Proverbs 6.
No, state your name again. LaMaya, read the scripture and then read the words.
LaMaya, Proverbs 6:8.
20.
Provideth her meat in the
summer. Wrong. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. What scripture did I tell you?
You said Proverbs 1:8.
1:8? Yeah, Proverbs 1:8. Read that.
Okay, 1:8.
Robert, I thought we just did that one.
Yeah, we did.
I said Proverbs 6:20. Don't talk, Diamond, when she's talking. Okay. All right, Proverbs 6:20. Go ahead, do that.
Okay.
LaMaya, and then the scripture, and then read the words.
Proverbs 6:20. My son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of my mother.
Very good. All right, we're going to read it together. When I count to three, read Proverbs 6:20, then the words. 1, 2, 3, go ahead.
Proverbs 6:20. My son, keep thy father's commandments. Forsake not the law of thy mother.
All right, good. Okay, you guys did a great job. Good job. Give you a hand. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
All right, now, you guys had homework. You had homework. So we're going to go over your homework. Chris is not on now. I don't believe. Chris, are you there? Okay, he's not on. So
he's coming.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, in the meantime.
All right, in the meantime.
Lamaya?
Yes.
Okay. I gave you 1 Samuel 1:20, 1 Samuel 2:19. Who was your Bible character?
Hannah.
Hannah, very good. All right. What did she do?
She had bared a son, and his name was Samuel.
Okay, but what did she do before he was born? See, I don't know.
Wait,
just say, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Okay, good. There's nothing wrong with that. So next time, you can read the whole chapter and find out about Hannah. Okay, but that's good. All right. You did great. So you got a point for today. I'm keeping score. All right. So you got your first scripture. Remember, at the end of the month, the one who gets all of theirs correct, you're going to get, what did I say you'll get?
Walmart gift card.
Hey, good. You all remember.
Chris, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Your scripture was 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 23, 1 Samuel 17, 37. You get to do yours, Chris?
I'm looking for it.
No, no, no. You got to do it ahead of time. That was your homework. Okay, so next week, you do your homework, okay? All right, now, I'm moving on to Diamond. You had Genesis 6:3. Who was your person, Diamond?
Eve.
What's her name?
Eve.
Eve. That is correct. Eve. All right, now you don't get credit if you're doing it while we're on. You only get credit if you do it, if you do your homework before you come back on, okay? So
yes.
Today, Diamond, you got a point, and Lamaya. Now, Chris, you do yours next week, okay? All right, now I'm going to assign you some more. All right, who wants to take this one? This is 1 Samuel 2, 1 through 36. Who want that one? Hello?
What again? Can you say it again? Or repeat it, please.
Okay, now, you guys, I want you to write these down, okay? When I give them to you, you write them down. Do you have a pen?
Yes, we do. Can you repeat it again?
I will. 1 Samuel. Do you want this one, Lamaya?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. 1 Samuel 2.
2.
1.
1.
Through 36. So you're going to read all those verses. 1 Samuel 2.
36.
Yes, 1 through 36. And you tell me the Bible character next week, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, very good. All right, now, Diamond, do you want this one?
Yes, please.
Okay, Numbers 12, 1 through 2. Numbers 12, 1 through 2. Write them down now. Numbers 12, 1 through 2. And then you can tell me who your character is. You may need to read more than that to find out who your character is and what they did in those scriptures, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Chris, are you still there? Okay, he may be going back to do his homework. All right, I'm proud of you guys. Okay, let's see. Now, I'm going to read something to you. It's called Who Am I? And I want you to listen and see if you could tell me who the person is. Oh, wait. Just listen, okay? You may be able to tell me. It's called Who Am I? I was a shepherd boy. My father's name was Jesse. I had several older brothers. I was anointed king when I was a boy, and I took my position as king when I was old enough to be king. When I was a shepherd boy,
I was taking care of the sheep, and I had to kill a lion and a bear that tried to attack the sheep. Just listen to my best friend's name was Jonathan. We were very close, but his father, who was King Saul, did not like me. Lamaya, you keep talking? Is that you? Lamaya.
Hi, Corday.
Okay, just hold on. Okay, I'm not finished. I'll let you know when I'm finished. As a matter of fact, King Saul tried to kill me. Even though he didn't like me, he liked the gift of playing music, the harp that God gave me. When he was troubled about something, to play calming music on the harp. King Saul was not the only one who hated me. There was a giant in the land named Goliath who tried to kill me. But with God's help, I was able to kill him with a slingshot and a sword. All right, now, if you know, don't say anything yet, if you know who the Bible character is, state your name and then say the character's name.
Lamaya, and the character is David.
Very good. Excellent. So always wait till I finish before you answer. But you did good. I'm proud of you, girl. Yes,
thank you.
Was David. Now, I may do it again another time, okay? So you all just have to listen. All right, now, who am I? This is another one. So listen to see who it is. All right, let's see. Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can. I'm doing this one today. Yes, I am. All right. Who am I? Listen carefully. I am a very unique woman. My husband adored me. We were very close and loved each other. We used to talk with God often. God gave us everything we needed. He loved us, but we disobeyed him. God gave us a beautiful garden with everything you can imagine in it, all good things. Everything God made was good. He gave us one rule to follow, and we broke it. I broke it first because I was so curious, and then I caused my husband to break it. I was tricked. If I knew then what I learned later, I would have obeyed God. Who am I? Who knows?
Diamond.
Okay, Diamond, who is it?
Eve.
Very good. Yes. You guys are so smart. That was Eve. All right. We're going to do a little bit more review. All right. Last week we talked about who God is. So who wants to tell me? Who is God? Who is God? State your name and tell me. Who is God?
Diamond.
Go ahead.
He's the person that created us and created this world. And created how this world would be and how people would be, and he's the one that sacrificed his life for us, and
All right, very good. Woo! Look at that, brilliant girl. Yes, he did sacrifice his life for us. Yes. Okay, that was excellent. Lamaya, what about you? Who is God?
God is our creator. He's our beginning and our end. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the reason why we are on this earth. He's the one that gives us choices whether or not we want to go to hell or heaven. He's the one that's given us the good things and is flushing out the bad things and is giving us blessings and is healing us.
That's so good. He's our healer. He blesses us. He died for us. He lives. He even intercedes. He prays to the Father for us. Oh my God. Very good. Very good. You all are so brilliant. All right. Philippians 4:8. I want you to turn to that scripture. Philippians chapter 4. Now, that's in the New Testament. So turn in the table of contents, go down, and look at the New Testament. Look at the New Testament. Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. We're going to read those scriptures. At least you all are going to read them. I'm going to listen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Both of you find it because I'm going to let you all read it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. In the New Testament. Tell me when you have it, state your name. And read it. Philippians 4:8. Turn over to Philippians 4:8.
Does it start with an E?
State your name and then read it. Philippians 4:8. Go ahead.
Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things.
Very good. All right, Diamond, do you have it?
Almost.
Okay, good. Go ahead and find it. And then the two of you are going to read it together. Philippians 4:8. Did you find the page number? Diamond?
Almost there.
Okay, good. Philippians 4:8. You guys are doing a great job today. I'm so proud of you all. You have it?
Almost.
Okay. What book are you in, Diamond?
The same Bible I had.
No, what book of the Bible? Tell me what does it say at the top of the page that you're on? What does it say?
It did say Ephesians, but...
No, not you, LaMaya. Only Diamond. She has to do it herself. Diamond, what does it say? If you can't say the word, you spell it.
It says Caribbean...
All right, keep going. Keep going over. Go back to the table of contents. Close your Bible, Diamond. Go back to the table of contents and find Philippians. You see it?
Yep.
Say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what page?
It doesn't say a page. It says Philippians. That's a big title.
Okay, but it should say a page in the table of contents. Philippians, and then it should have a page. Go over and see if it has a page number.
734.
Okay, good. So turn to 734 in your Bible. Good. Turn to page 734. Way over in the back. Let me know when you get it. You're doing great. I'm proud of you. What page are you on now?
On the same page. I'm looking for it.
What page are you on now?
On page 742.
Okay, so you got to go 744. Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right, do you have Philippians now?
Looking. I'm going back to table of contents and look again.
No, 744. Go way back over and find it. 744. Go way back over. Go back over to...
What is the scripture? Can you repeat the scripture, please?
Philippians. Go find Philippians first, and then I'll tell you the rest of it. You have Philippians?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So go to chapter 4. Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, and verse 8. Philippians 4:8. Do you have it?
Yes. Yes, I have it.
Very good. Very good. I'm proud of you. See, when you find it by yourself, the next time you'll know how to find it. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we're going to read it together, LaMaya and Diamond. I'm going to count to three, and then you all read it together. But you always say, 4:8, finally, brethren, and then read all of it. 1, 2, 3. You have that page?
Yes, I do.
All right, y'all at verse 13?
Yes.
All right, now, you're going to say Philippians 4:13, and then you're going to read. I'm going to count to five this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen. Woo! What can you do through Christ, LaMaya?
All things.
What can you do through Christ, Diamond?
All things.
All right, and who will strengthen you?
God.
What does it say in that scripture, LaMaya?
It says,
I can do all things through who?
God.
It doesn't say God. Who does it say?
Christ Jesus.
All right, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Does it say Christ Jesus or just Christ?
Just Christ.
Huh? Just Christ, okay. So, who can you do all things through?
Christ.
Christ. And what does Christ do to help us? He strengtheneth us, okay. All right, you all did really good. Okay, so we were talking last week about who God is. You know, in the beginning, in Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So you listen, I'm going to ask you some questions in a minute. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God is our creator, and everything he created was what?
Christ.
LaMaya. Huh?
Good.
Good. Very good. Everything God created was good. Okay, now, he created the earth, and then he put somebody on the earth. Who was that
Adam.
Man? What was his name that he put on the earth first?
It's LaMaya, and that man was Adam.
Very good. Woo, you smart girl. All right, Diamond. What was the woman's name? What was his wife's name?
Eve.
Eve. Woo! Y'all are so smart. Yes. So God is a spirit, and we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're all one, okay? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So who created you, Diamond? Who created you?
God.
God created you, yes. Who created you, LaMaya?
God.
Very good. Okay, so there is God the who, and God the who, and God the who is three all in one. Who are they? God the what?
Son.
Father.
Say God the Spirit and Son.
All right, God the Father. Say God the Father.
God the Father.
God the Son.
God the Son.
And God the Holy Spirit.
God the Holy Spirit.
Okay. I didn't hear you, Diamond. I'm sorry. Okay, let's repeat. Say God the Father.
God the Father.
Both of you, God the Father.
God the Father.
God the Son.
God the Son.
And God the Holy Spirit. I can't hear you, Lamaya. I only hear her.
Oh, I thought you wanted her to say it first.
I want both of you. God the Father.
God the Father.
God the Son.
God the Son.
God the Holy Spirit.
God the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now, I want you to find this. Go in your Bible to the New Testament. Go to your table of contents in the New Testament. New Testament. And I want you to find, oh my goodness, John, it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 3:16. Find John 3:16. As soon as you find it, state your name, and then tell me, and then read it. John 3:16. John 3:16. When you find it, state your name and read it.
Well, Maya, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen. You have it, Diamond?
Yes.
All right, read it.
For God so loved the world.
Diamond? Diamond,
yes.
What did you forget to do?
John 3:16. My name is Diamond. John 16.
For 3?
3:16.
Good.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Okay, so keep your Bibles open to that scripture. John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So who loves the world?
God.
God loves the world. Okay? Unless I state your name, both of you can answer. Who loves the world?
God.
All right. Who is the world?
God.
No, who is the world?
Man.
Who is the world?
Mankind.
What is it, baby?
Mankind.
Oh, mankind, yes, us, we are the world. Man, woman, children, boys, girls, we are the world, okay? So
yes.
who is the world?
God and us.
What?
Mankind.
What does that mean? Who
mankind
is mankind?
Is humanity. It's man, woman, and boy, and child.
Okay, good. Now I understand that. I don't understand what you were talking about at first. Okay, so the world is us, man, woman, boy, girl, grandma, grandpa, uncle, auntie, cousin. That's the world, everybody. Okay, so who died for us?
Jesus.
See, it says, for he gave his begotten Son, and that is Jesus. Okay? He gave us Jesus to die for us. Now, what do we have to do so we won't perish? Look at that verse. It says, whosoever, what, should not perish?
Whoever can follow his commandment.
No, look at that verse. Look at that verse. 1 John 3:16, what does it say? You won't perish if you do what? Read that verse. Read it to me.
3:16. Read it, Lamaya.
I had to find it. I had lost it at first. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should never not perish, but have everlasting life.
Okay, what do we have to do so we won't perish?
Believe in him.
We have to believe in him. Okay, so if we believe in him, what will happen? We'll have what?
A long life. Everlasting life.
Everlasting. How long is that?
Your effort.
Huh? How long is everlasting?
Forever.
Yes, good. Okay, very good. All right, you guys are so smart. Now, last week we had two people that got saved. That was Diamond and, what was that, Deshaun?
Yes.
Very good. Is that your brother?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so you all were saved last week and Lamaya was saved two Saturdays ago. So we thank God for salvation. Now, look in the table of contents again in the New Testament, and I want you to find this scripture. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. You guys are doing good. I am so proud of you. You all are finding the scripture so well. You all are very smart. Very, very smart. All right, so we got Romans chapter 10. Let me know when you get it. State your name and read it. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Romans 10, verse 9.
Is this in the Old Testament?
New Testament. Don't tell her, Lamaya. Let her. I'll tell her, okay? Because you're not going to be with her when she goes to school. She's going to have to learn some things on her own. Okay, Romans, it's in the New Testament. So look down to the bottom, find the page. Remember, you got to find the page. Romans chapter 10. You found the page, Diamond?
Yeah, Romans chapter 10, what?
Verse 9.
Okay, I found it. I mean, Diamond, Romans chapter 10. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with my mouth.
You're doing good. With my mouth.
With my mouth. Okay. The Lord Jesus and shalt believe in the heart that God have raised from the dead, that shall be saved.
Okay, someone has their TV on. Do you mind shutting that off or putting your phone on mute? I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, so Lamaya, you have it?
Yes.
Okay, you want to read it?
Yes, ma'am. Lamaya, Romans chapter 10, 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
All right, so that's how you all were saved. I asked you, did you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? And you said yes. So now you are what? Hello?
Hello?
So once you confessed that you were, that Jesus is Lord, and you believed it, what happened? You were what?
Saved.
Very good. Yes, you were saved. Okay. So I thank God for you all's salvation. So now you have to obey God. Now, a lot of people think that when you, when you get saved, you don't have to obey your mother. You don't have to obey your father. But obeying your mother and your father means you are obeying God. So when you do what your mother and your father tells you, that means you're obeying God because he instructs them to tell you what to do. So you got to do what your parents tell you. Who else do you have to obey? State your name.
Eric, Lamaya, you also have to obey your elders, like other people that are older than you.
Name some.
Aunties, uncles, older cousins, older brothers, and then sometimes siblings, if the younger siblings, if they're telling you to do the right thing.
Okay, good. That was a very good answer, because sometimes people will tell you the wrong thing to do, and
yes.
then you don't do that. Now, sometimes your parents may tell you to do something and you don't agree with it. Should you do it anyway, Diamond?
Yes.
Good. Woo, you are so smart. Yes, indeed. Yes, you should. Whether you agree with them or not, you still have to do it. They say, I want you to wash dishes, and you don't want to wash dishes, you have to do it anyway. Or if they tell you, pick up your clothes and hang them up, put them in the closet, you don't want to do it, you have to do it anyway. Now, who else, Diamond, do you have to listen to other than people in your family?
Teachers.
Yeah, teachers, principals. Yes, we do. Ooh, you all are so smart. I thank God for you, Lamaya. I thank God for you, Diamond. Now, I thank God for Chris. They had to hang up because they had things to do. But anyway, I thank God for Chris and his sister Chantel and his brother Spencer. I thank God for each of you. You all are a blessing to me.
Thank you.
All right. I decree and declare that our children, that means you all and all the children, will be saved while they are young, and they will be faithful to Father God all the days of their lives like Samuel. I decree and declare that our children love their God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. I decree and declare that our children our children love others the way God wants them to. In other words, you love each other the way God loves you to. I decree and declare our children love themselves. I decree and declare our children will live long, productive lives and honor their and obey their parents daily. I decree and declare our children will live long lives and lives of integrity, and they will fear God. I decree and declare that our children are safe, protected, everywhere they go. Now, let me make a correction right here. I decree and declare our children live lives of integrity and they fear God. I decree and declare our children are safe and protected everywhere they go. I decree and declare our children are loved and respected. I decree and declare our children are very smart and have good common sense. I decree and declare that our children learn quickly and are knowledgeable about the things they need to know. I decree and declare our children are sensitive to God's Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Sensitive to God's Spirit. They have keen discernment and are obedient to Father God. You know how sometimes you may be on your way to school, on the school bus, and you're riding along, and all of a sudden you're aware of something, and you don't even know how you became aware of it, but it's God. Or maybe you were in your room, and you heard somebody, you know, like when Samuel was a little boy, he was living with Eli, and he thought Eli called him. He heard somebody say, Samuel. Well, one day you may hear somebody say, Lamaya. You may hear somebody say, Diamond. And you think it may be your mother or your father. You go ask them, and they say, no. You ask your brother, you ask your sister, you ask everybody in the house, and they say, no, I didn't call you. Maybe it is God calling you. And so you got to say, Lord, what is it you would have me to do? What would you want me to do? All right? So you got to ask the Lord. Lord, when the Lord calls you, he's going to tell you something. So you ask him. And then you may begin to have dreams and visions. And, you know, so you got to ask the Lord, Lord, what is it? What is it, this dream? What does this dream mean? Give me the interpretation or the meaning of this dream. Okay, so you got to ask the Lord, Lord, what does this dream mean? And then when he tells you, you write it down. You write the dream down, and then you write down what God tells you. Now, has any of you ever been called a bad name? What about you, Diamond? Anybody ever called you a bad name?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't like it, huh? What about you, Lamai? Anybody ever called you a bad name?
Well,
yes. Yes, yes. Sometimes, I know when I was growing up, sometimes children used to call me really bad names, and I didn't like it. You know, even sometimes, you know, people in authority may call you a bad name. If you don't know what someone is saying or what they're saying to you, like an adult may call you a name, and you say, well, what does that mean? Or a family member or one of your friends may call you a name, and you say, what does that mean? You want to know what it means. And then you say to them, well, what does that mean? And if it's a bad thing, you can always say, I don't agree with that. Now, what about you, Diamond? Has anybody ever called you a bad name? Can you tell me one of the names that somebody called you that was a bad name?
There's a lot. Like really bad words.
Okay, as long as it's not a curse word, you can say it.
Yeah, it is.
It's a curse word? Okay. We don't like those, huh? No, we don't want anybody calling us a curse word. So what you can say, if it's a friend, you can say, I don't agree with that. I don't receive that. I don't receive that. Lamaya, what about you? Think of words that somebody may have said about you that may not be a curse word that you could say on the radio. Can you think of one?
Because I'm very athletic and I'm basically outgoing and when I say things, it's out the box and it's much evaluated than some. So they take that as, and they take it as a bit of jealousy. So the names they sometimes will either call me, well, basically the names that they, well,
Just tell me one of the names, as long as it's not a curse word or something they say bad about you.
Oh, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that.
Okay,
and then,
good.
And,
all right, so they're saying those bad names about you. Okay, so when people say bad names about you, can you think of any Diamond, some bad names that people call you?
Stupid, mean.
I know I was called those names, the same names they called you all. Children used to call us those names, too. They tell us. What else, Diamond?
Huh?
You have any more bad names they called you? Stupid. What else?
They say that I try to act bossy sometimes.
You try to act what?
Bossy and mean.
Okay. All right. So when someone calls you a name, you could say, I don't receive that. Now, if it's an adult, you know, that's calling you a bad name, you could say to yourself, I don't receive that. I don't receive that. I don't receive that. And you could say it, you know, to yourself. And then when you get to, you know, by yourself, you can just say, I don't receive that. I am smart. Now, remember that scripture that we read earlier? Let me go back and find that one scripture that we read earlier, and we'll go over that. Hold on. Let's see where that scripture is. Now, here, go to Philippians 4:8. Both of you turn back in your Bibles to Philippians 4:8. 4:8. Remember, it's in what part of the Bible is it in, Lamaya? New, Old or New Testament?
New.
Very good. All right. So remember, Lamaya, you look in the table of contents and you find.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yes.
I'm talking about Diamond. Diamond, do you have it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You guys are getting good. Y'all found it quick. I'm so proud of y'all. Very good. All right. So. Let's read it together. I'm going to count to two this time. And then you all read. Remember how we read it now. I'm going to see if you remember. One, two, read.
Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good of good report, if there are any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Okay, good. Very good, Diamond. Good, Lamaya. All
thank
right,
you
all are great readers.
Thank
so,
you.
When someone calls you a bad name, what are you going to think on?
The great qualities that.
Okay,
have.
Now we just read it, Philippians 4:8. What are you going to think on?
The
things
liberty.
That are.
We're gonna
Look at Philippians 4:8. What are you going to think on when someone calls you a bad name?
A good report.
Whatever. Yeah, a good report. What else? Whatsoever things are what?
Honest.
Let's start at the beginning. Whatsoever things are?
True.
True. So if they say something about you and it's not true, you're not going to think on that anymore, right?
No.
We're going to say we don't what? Receive it. I don't receive that. And so then we're going to think on what's true. Now, who can tell me some truth about yourself? What's true about you, Diamond? Tell me something true. Something true about you. What's true?
Smart.
Very good. You are smart. Very good. What? Tell me, Lamaya, something good about you that's true.
I'm highly gifted and multi-talented.
Whoa, yes, indeed. Now, see, those are true things. That's honest. Those are just. Those are pure things. So, and it's a good report. So when someone says something negative of us, we'll just say, if it's a you know one of our schoolmates or somebody our age or our brother or our sister, we say, I don't receive that. No. Now, if someone is, you know, like, say like you're in school and someone gives you, like your teacher gives you an assignment. You say, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this assignment? I'm not sure how to do this. What scripture do you think you would go to help you? We read it a little bit earlier.
Philippians 4:8.
Oh, okay, but that it's another one. In Philippians, for what?
Philippians 4:8. 13.
Look for it.
Philippians
4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Very good. Woo! So when your teacher gives you a report or they give you an assignment and you say, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this. And so we're going to read it together. When I count to four, you're going to say the scripture, and then you're going to read the words. One, two, three.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Very good. You guys, you all are so smart. I'm so proud of you all. Yes. So even when, you know, when things get hard in your life, you know, maybe you had a lot of homework to do, and you're looking at the time and it's getting late, you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 what?
4:13.
Very good. Woo! Y'all are so brilliant. I just love it because God is really gifted and multi-talented you are. Very good. All right. Now, if an adult says something to you and, you know, it's negative, you don't want to say out loud. If your teacher says something negative to you, you don't want to say it out loud. But in your head, you just say, I don't receive that. You know, if they tell you, you're too slow, hurry up and get that done, you don't receive that. You're doing it the best you can, okay? Now, if they may not say, you're too slow, they just say, we need to get this done quickly. Now, that's not negative. Okay, we need to get this done quickly. That's positive. And then you want to do it as quickly as you can. Okay? All yeah. right. And when your friends call you negative, say negative things to you, what are you going to say, you guys?
I don't receive that.
And if things are difficult for you, Diamond, if things get difficult, what are you going to say?
I don't receive that.
No. Nope. Think about it. If things get very difficult for you, what scripture are you going to say?
Scripture 4:13.
Philippians 4:13. What does it say?
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Very good. That's a word that almost like a tongue twister. We have to say strengtheneth us. That just means that Christ is going to get us strong, strong, strong. So everything in life, we can just, we'll have the help of the Lord Jesus to do those things that seem like they're hard for us. All right? Okay, now, do you have any questions? Anybody have any questions so far of anything that we've gone over so far today?
No.
Lamaya, you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Not at this time. Okay. Very good. All right. Okay, now, so sometimes, you know, adults make things like, you're so hyperactive. Now, what? I taught school for about 29 years in the public schools, and then I taught in my own school for a couple of years, and I never had any hyperactive children. I don't even believe that word is true. But you know what it is? A lot of times, people in authority, they put labels on you. They may say you're ADH or DFE or GEC. I don't know what all those labels mean, but they don't really mean anything. So they say that ADH means attention deficit hyperactivity. But most of the time, what it is, you just need to go play. We all have energy. Adults have energy. Children have energy. And we all have a lot of energy, but we use it differently. When you're children, if you're in school sitting down all day, you get, you know, kind of restless. You need to move around. So, you know, you start moving, and then people start saying, you're hyperactive, but that's not true. That's a negative thing. That's a bad word. So we don't want to say that there's anything wrong with us because we have the mind of who?
God, Christ, Jesus.
Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Say,
I have
the mind.
The mind.
Of Christ.
Of Christ.
Right. And Christ is nothing wrong with his mind. He has a perfect mind. We have the mind of Christ. We have a perfect mind. There's nothing wrong with us. We don't receive negative things. Now, sometimes, you know, at school, you get restless. But then, if you're allowed to go outside, you could go and play. You know, at recess time, you can play on the swings. Maybe you can run around and free play and get rid of that energy, you know, that feeling of, ooh, I just need to move. There's nothing wrong. That's natural. Every child needs to get up and play and move, and some children can sit still longer than others. Depends upon their makeup. So it's nothing wrong with you. You are fine just the way God made you. So maybe you didn't get to play at recess. Maybe it was raining that day. So maybe by the time you got out of school, it stopped raining. So you could say to your mom or your dad, can we go to the park and play? You can get on the slide. You can get on the seesaw. You can get on the swing. You can run around. You could get on the merry-go-round. Do y'all know what a merry-go-round is? Lamaya?
Yes.
You know what a merry-go-round is?
Yes.
Do you know what it is, Diamond?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you all still have those in the park, merry-go-round. Now, you know, a lot of times when you feel restless like that, maybe you could play volleyball or you could play basketball. I have some friends that live in, they used to live in Louisiana, but now they live in Atlanta. I believe they live in Atlanta. And their daughter came to Jacksonville because she's on a basketball, she was in a basketball tournament. She's on a basketball team. So she is not hyper. She just plays a lot of sports. She plays a lot, and she's good at it. So, you know, by the time she get ready to go to bed or when she's in school, she can focus. And, you know, when we get the right amount of exercise, it pumps oxygen to our brain, and it helps us to focus.
So when we sit to the computer too long or sit too long, even as an adult, if I sit too long, I need some brain. I need more oxygen to my brain, so I got to get up, exercise. You know, maybe if I do jumping jacks or whatever I may need to do. Y'all know what jumping jacks are?
Yes.
Okay, good. So whatever it is I need to do to get rid of that energy, I have to get up and go do it. Do you all like to roller skate?
Yes.
Okay, you girls live in Michigan. Do you all ever go ice skating?
No.
A few times.
No.
I never went ice skating, but they do have ice skating rinks out here.
Yes, when I lived in Kalamazoo, they had ice skating rinks. And you know what? Sometimes when I lived there, it would be a sheet of the snow would turn to a sheet of ice. And we used to just slide on the ice.
Yes.
And have fun. And you know, up on the hills, you could slide down the hill. That's getting rid of a lot of energy. So when people say positive things about them, about us, what do you think you can say? LaMaya, you are always saying it. When someone say something positive about you, what do you always say, LaMaya?
Thank you.
Very good. What do you say, Diamond?
Thank you.
Good. You girls are so kind and courteous. I tell you what, you all have great parents, great, great parents. And you can thank your mama and your daddy for the way they brought you up, because you all are so kind and courteous, and you listen. I mean, you all listen so well. You all have great listening skills. So I know that you all are doing very well in school. Now, you know, in school, if you have to sit too long, like I said, you get restless. You want to move around. But it's nothing wrong. But, you know, a lot of times in school, you're required to sit for long periods of time. So you have to follow that. All right. Now, remember, we have the mind of Christ, because you all have accepted the Lord. Last week, Diamond and her brother accepted the Lord as their Savior. And 2 weeks ago on a Saturday, LaMaya did. So now that you have a Heavenly Father, you can ask Him for things. You can ask Him for what you want. You can say, Father God, I need help. What could you ask Father God for, Diamond?
Like a higher grade in school.
Very good. That's just what I was thinking. What about you, LaMaya? What else could you ask God for?
Strengthening in school work also, and who I choose to be my friend.
Good answer. I love that. Now, you know what? There was the wisest man who ever lived. His name was Solomon, and he wrote the book of Proverbs. So let's turn in the table of contents in your Bibles. Go to the front of your Bibles. We're going to find Proverbs. Anybody know if that's the Old Testament or New Testament?
It is the Diamond.
Okay, go ahead.
The Old Testament.
Very good. Girl, you're so smart. How old are you again?
9
years old. Wow. You are correct. It's in the Old Testament. Now go and find it. LaMaya?
Yes?
Yeah, Proverbs chapter 1. Turn to Proverbs chapter 1. I tell you what, I'm so blessed to be able to speak to you all, because you all are brilliant. Y'all keep me on my toes, as they say.
Okay.
LaMaya, Proverbs.
Okay, hold on. Don't read it yet.
Oh. I found it. Well, I guess.
You're looking for
it?
Back up from the phone just a little bit, LaMaya.
Okay.
Diamond, you have it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I tell you what, you all are getting faster at finding the scriptures. You all find the scriptures in no time. I'm so proud of you all. Okay, so we have Proverbs, the first chapter. Now, who did I say wrote the book of Proverbs?
Moses.
I did? Are you sure? Look at chapter first, verse 1. I don't think we even talked about Proverbs yet, but I thought I said who it was, but I probably didn't. So look at the woman. Diamond, go ahead.
Huh?
LaMaya, was that you or Diamond?
Said it.
Okay, LaMaya, who wrote this book?
Solomon.
Solomon. And what did I say about him?
He was the what?
He was friends of David. Well, he's the son of David.
Yes, he's the son of David. Girl, you're reading the word now. That's what the first verse says. He's the son of David. See how you all are beginning to learn the scriptures? Just reading. You don't, when someone asks you a question, you know, if you're not sure and there's something before you that you can read about it, read it. Don't just give the first answer off the top of your head. That was smart, Lamaya. Very good. So he's the son of David. He was the king. What place, what country was he the king of?
Israel.
Israel. Girl, you're brilliant. All right, see in the first verse? Read the first verse, Diamond. Proverbs what?
Proverbs chapter 1, the Proverbs of Solomon.
Hold on. Say Proverbs 1:1.
Proverbs 1:1.
Go ahead.
The Proverbs of Solomon.
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 Good.
Solomon of the son of David, king of Israel.
Good job. You're an excellent reader. Okay, so Solomon was David's son. What did we learn about David today? Can anybody tell me anything about David you remember?
Lamaya. David had a friend named had a friend, and basically his friend's father was trying to kill him.
Okay, what was his friend's, David's friend's name again?
I think it was Jonathan.
Very good. Okay, that's good. Okay, you can stop there. That was excellent information. Very good. So David and Jonathan were good, close friends. Now, Lamaya, tell me, who was Solomon's father again?
David,
yes. Now, Solomon was also a king like David. Now, verse 2. Read it together, you girls. Verse 2.
Proverbs
1, 2.
And 2.
Start again. Proverbs 1, 2. Go ahead.
Proverbs 1, 2.
Wait. Where's Diamond? Diamond, are you there?
Yeah.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Read it together. Kind of slow down just from her, Lamaya. Proverbs 1:2. Say it and then read it together.
To know wisdom and...
No, first, and then read it together.
Proverbs 1:2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding.
Excellent job. Great readers. Great readers. All right, so... we're just going to do a little bit of this, and then next week we're going to start with verse 2 of the book of Proverbs. You all have done an excellent job today. I'm so proud of you all. So let's just talk about verse 2 for a minute. What does Solomon talk about knowing? What does he say? To know what?
Wisdom and instruction.
Okay, good. Say Lamaya.
Understanding.
Okay, good. All right. So, what is wisdom?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Okay, it's knowledge. What else? Diamond, what is wisdom?
It means the smart.
Very good. You guys are so smart. Very good. You all are doing a good job. Yes, it means that you are to be smart and that you have you ever known something and you didn't even know how you know it? How you learned it? You didn't even really learn it. It just came to you. That's wisdom. Maybe your teacher asked a question she had never asked before and you got the answer. Just came to you. That is wisdom. Okay? To understand something that you don't even know how you got the answer to. Or like Lamaya said a few minutes ago, it's wise to make good choices for friends. That's wisdom. So now we're going to start with verse 2 next week.
Okay, so anybody have any questions? Remember your homework.
No.
Remember your homework. So let's go back over your homework assignment again. Hold on. Okay, LaMaya, you got to find out who am I, who your Bible character is. What's your scripture, LaMaya?
My scripture. Oh.
Did you write it down?
Yes, I did. I got to find it.
Okay. Diamond, do you have yours?
Samuel 2, chapter 2.
Okay, start again. I didn't understand you. I'm sorry.
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 through 36.
Okay, so you're going to find out who the Bible character is and what they were known for. Now, Diamond, what's yours?
1 Samuel chapter 12, 1 Numbers.
Okay, it's just Numbers, okay? Numbers?
Numbers chapter 12, 1 through 2.
Very good. So next week, you all are going to tell me who your characters were. Now, who was your Bible character today, Diamond? Who did you study for last week?
Eve,
good. All right, LaMaya, who was yours?
Hannah.
Hannah, yeah, you were close though, Samuel, mother. Okay. Also, I'm sorry, that was okay, now, let's see. So we're going to start next week with Proverbs chapter what?
Proverbs chapter 1.
Okay, what verse are we going to start at?
Verse 1 and 2.
Okay, we're going to go back and review verse 1 and 2, and we'll start at 3. You're correct. Very good. Okay, so now let me go over this a little bit with you. Solomon was so wise that he knew how to help people. So he was a king. And he also wrote the book of Proverbs. He said that, and also when you start reading the Bible, you get a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge, and instruction on how to live. It will help you improve your grades in school, help you listen to your parents. It will help you do the right thing in life so you don't have to suffer consequences for making wrong choices. Now, you know what? What are consequences, LaMaya?
Can you say that again?
What are consequences?
Consequences of... consequences are basically things you get if you do something wrong or that is not of right or good.
Okay, very good. I told you, brilliant girl. Very good.
Thank
yes,
you.
When you do something wrong, you have to suffer for what you do wrong, right? So we're going to start here next week talking more about Solomon. And remember, we have to obey our parents. We have to make the right choices. You know, if your friends say, oh, no, if your friends say, come on, we're going to, sneak in the bathroom and we're going to do this. We're going to say, no, not me. I'm going to do the right thing. And then you move on. You don't hang with them. So now we're going to have prayer. You have any prayer requests?
Yes, for my father's healing.
Okay, LaMaya, for your father's healing. Okay. Anything else?
Diamond, for my aunt.
Okay, Diamond. Okay, for your aunt. Okay. Now, you can also, I'm going to let you girls pray first. You can pray for family. You can pray for your teachers. You can pray for your classmates. You can pray even for those people who say negative, bad things about you. You can pray for healing, for your family. You can pray for your brother, your sister. You can pray for your grades. Somebody prayed earlier. One of you prayed earlier for your grades to improve. So you can pray for all of those things. So, Diamond, will you pray first, then LaMaya, and then I'll pray.
Okay. Father God, I just thank you for this day and for the two people that came on the show today. And I just thank you for the wonderful gift you gave us for having people know this program. And Father God, thank you for this world and how you created us. And thank you for the people on this show, and thank you for letting us have a life and another day to live. And thank you for us to know this program and let us know who God is and what he did. And I just thank you. So, amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Okay, LaMaya.
Father God, I just ask that you just watch over everybody that's been on the show today. I ask that you just watch over Sister Carrie. That I thank you for the show, because without it, I wouldn't be safe. And I just ask that anybody that's listening tonight, I just ask that you just heal them, touch them, give them the strength to know that they will be able to walk on. I just ask that you just heal me. Rest me, touch me from my head to my toes. I ask that you just give me the strength to walk through the hallways of my school. I ask that you just bless my schoolwork for me to get good grades. And I ask that you give me knowledge to do my work and to do it in a timely manner. And I ask that you just watch over my father, heal him of anything that may be going against him. I ask that you just bind up anything that's trying to go near him, especially the enemy. I ask that you just break down those barriers that is keeping you from him, that is keeping you from him, oh God. I ask that you just heal him. I just ask that you just touch him from his head to his toes, to the bottom of his feet. I just ask that you just heal him. Heal him mentally, physically, and just give him knowledge to know who his father is and who his Lord is. I ask that you just guide him and teach him more about you, and just give him the strength to know that he will go on. Mm-hmm. And I ask that you just watch over Diamond, Corday, Lamaya, me, Sean, Chris, Chantel, and Spencer, everybody that was on today, or is listening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo! You all say some powerful prayers. I thank God for you. Well,
thank
Father
you.
God, we just thank you for a time where we could spend with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just bless you. We honor your presence, oh God, in the Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for all that you're doing on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We thank you, Father God, as LaMaya said, in the name of Jesus, for every child who came on today, for Chris, Spencer, Diamond, LaMaya, Chantiel, Corday. And we ask you to bless them, oh God. Heal their bodies, comfort them, strengthen them. And I thank you, Father God, for being, God, their safe name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up Lamaya's father in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for his salvation as she prayed, for his salvation, for his deliverance, for his healing. Healing of his body, oh God, because, Father, you are a great healer. You sent the word and healed them, so send the word and heal him. And, Father, I thank you for granting him salvation that he may know you as Lord and Savior of his life. And I thank you, Father God, for the love that LaMaya has for her father and for her mother, for her family. And, Father, I lift up her entire family, even her extended family. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless Diamond's aunt, Lord God. Whatever is going on with her, we thank you, Father God, for taking care of her, for protecting her. If she's not saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bless and we honor you, Father God. And, Father, I thank you for every family
connected with boys to men, girls to ladies, oh God. And Father, I thank you for these young people growing up, maturing in you. I thank you for helping them with their schoolwork, every situation they face in life. And I thank you, Father God, that your joy is their strength in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for great and mighty things that you're doing in their lives, oh God. I thank you for them rising above situations and leaning and depending upon you, Father God, for their strength. I thank you that their help cometh from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for them keeping their mind stayed on you, you being their help, you being their strength. And I thank you that each person that is on has the mind of Christ, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for everything that we do that's against your will. Father, we ask you for increase in the natural and in the spirit for each and every one of us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Father, for any sins that we've committed against you. In the name of Jesus, against ourselves, against each other. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, as the children go to school daily, I thank you for protection. I thank you for guidance. I thank you for direction. I thank you for keeping them in safety and giving them peace of mind. In the name of Jesus, I bind the hand of the enemy that will try to come up against our children, or their classmates or their friends or their neighbor's children, any children in their neighborhoods, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy and we say, be thou removed in the name of Jesus. I draw a bloodline of protection around them and their families in the name of Jesus. Every child throughout the United States, every child in the world, particularly those that come on boys to men and girls to ladies. And we just thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you've done today. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. All right. Anybody have anything they want to say before we go?
Corday wants to say something.
Okay, good. Hey, Corday. Hey, Corday. Is that the little one, Corday?
Yeah.
I got something for Corday right here.
Okay.
Down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Your love be with me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Amen.
Hey, Corday.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
3.
3 years old? Oh, you a big, are you a boy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're a big boy. Well, I am so happy you came on with us today. All right, I got something else for you to listen to. Listen. What was that, Corday? Did you hear that?
Yes.
What was that?
That was a horsey.
That was a horsey. Do you like horses? You like horses?
Yes.
Corday? Are you gone?
I'm here.
Okay. You there? Okay, let me say a prayer for you, Corday. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this precious young child, Corday. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just thank you for a hedge of protection around Corday, around his family, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that he will follow you as a young child, that he will be saved and he will be faithful to you as well as the other children all the days of their lives. And I just thank you for what you're doing in Corday, even now, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that he is brilliant and that Corday has the mind of Christ. And I thank you, Father God, for strengthening Corday in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Lamaya, Corday, and Diamond, God bless you all. I look forward to speaking to you all next week.
God bless you. We love you.
Bye. Love y'all too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.